Classic Business, Digital Economy.
Well, it has been one of those days where the news has been flying thick and fast. And if you're losing hope and letting the cynicism about South Africa's future overwhelm you, then allow me to suggest the perfect balm. It's housed in the century-old F&B building on the corner of Simmons and Albertina Sisulu in downtown Johannesburg. And it's not where you'd expect to find an organization dedicated to equipping South Africa's youth with the coding skills we need for the 21st century. But on the fourth floor, that's exactly what you'll find. It's the coding campus of We Think Code, where I had the great privilege of being a judge at their social tech initiative pitch day today. And it's a real pleasure to welcome Gina Stoltz, who is head of talent at We Think Code. And there was a lot of that doing the rounds. Gina, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Next to you is Laureen Arroyo, who is a co-founder of the Smile Business creation. Laureen, thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael. It's lovely to be here.
And Chau Sabayetse, one of the coders who's part of the project. Chau, thanks for joining us.
Hello. Thanks, man.
Now, Gina, I wish I had more time. So give us a quick rundown of We Think Code. It's amazing to see how much you've grown since 2015 when I first had the opportunity of interviewing Camille, your CEO.
Yes, absolutely. We've grown a lot in the last few years. So as you've mentioned, we are a non-profit organization working in the building in town. And we have a very primary mission of sourcing, training, and placing digital talent in South Africa in partnership with our corporate sponsors. So since we've launched, we've opened two campuses. We have our campus in Johannesburg and also one in Cape Town, and we have trained more than 500 students to date and placed 96% of our first cohort into, for some of them, their first jobs. And we're about to launch into our internship phase for both our first and second year cohorts currently. They'll be starting on the 1st of Feb with our corporate sponsors, for some going into a first work experience and not having had any previous work experience, and for others returning to their second internship with the hope of securing a permanent job after that. So we're in a really exciting part of our journey at We Think Code. And what's really amazing for us is we've really focused on inclusivity in the last year and really bringing in lots of students that would otherwise not have the opportunity to study further in a tertiary institution and or enter into the workplace. So a big part of our focus is creating pathways to employment through our training program.
And that's what stuck out for me. Laureen, if you look at what you're doing here, you're not just teaching people how to code, you're giving them the soft skills that often we take for granted. If you sit from a position of privilege with networks, with access, these are sometimes the vital missing pieces of the puzzle to get our youth employed.
Absolutely. And I think what worked so wonderfully with this project that we've piloted with We Think Code was we managed to pair up entrepreneurs with young students who come with no preconceptions about industry, who came with complete blue sky thinking, and who came with a whole lot of alternative approaches to very sticky problems that have been facing some of these SMEs for a long time, and problems where they've really tried from their perspective to solve them, or they've been working continuously to solve them, but they just haven't had that magic element or that exposure to, hey, tech can maybe do this for us, or yeah, hey, if we engaged with the person who's maybe 10 years or 15 years younger, they can do it.
I was going to say tech and the exuberance of youth, which hasn't been tainted and had perhaps some of that imaginative problem solving corporated out of them, and that is what I really picked up. It filled me with so much hope. Chau, what have you taken out of being part of the We Think Code program?
So this program has been a quite experience, and I've taken out, I think I would like to think I picked up a lot from it, and it's actually a nice experience to get from We Think Code, because it has pushed me to my limits that I couldn't even know I did have. So yeah, it's been quite an experience, and I'm really glad I was part of We Think Code.
Your language? What's your favorite?
My favorite language at this current stage is C#.
C sharp? Well,
yeah.
Listen, what I know about coding languages is dangerous. So I had to ask the question, though. In conclusion, though, Gina, I wish we had more time. How do you scale this up? Because what I saw in downtown Johannesburg today needs to happen in every city in the country.
So we are ultimately looking at scaling into Africa. We do have a longer term strategy to be able to open more campuses, more schools around South Africa and Africa. But of course, we do also want to be mindful that we focus on quality and delivering quality to our students and our corporate sponsors. So we are being very strategic about the way that we're doing that, and we don't want to make any rush decisions. However, we are always looking to partner with new sponsors, new corporate organizations and SMEs that are interested in the work we're doing to provide opportunities for these really young, talented people, young people with great potential and potentially no other opportunities. So we are very open to conversations with anybody interested in working with us and looking for opportunities to partner with a variety of organizations.
Well, I can see you powering into Africa. I know you said you want to walk before you start running, but this has absolutely massive potential. So thank you very much. I wish we had more time, as I said earlier. Gina Stoltz, Head of Talent at We Think Co, Delorine Araijo, co-founder of Smile Business Creation, and Khao Sabayetse, one of the many coders who has participated in a fantastic program that is upskilling South Africa's youth and giving them hope for a digital future.